The scripture reading this morning is one reading from Psalm 92, verses 1 through 7, Mark 4, 26 to 29, Romans 12, 22, from the Psalm. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hand I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. The dullard cannot know, the stupid cannot understand this. Though the wicked sprout like grass and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. From Mark. He also said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. From Romans. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Here ends the reading.
I invite you for just a second to take a look at the cover of your bulletin. What's on there is the church's, our denomination's, new catchphrase. It's long, but we have ordered a banner, or will be ordering a banner soon, that is going to hang out front along with some rainbow flag and an equality flag. But I'm going to be talking about the concept of what's on this banner. Our passage from Mark this morning, though, began with the kingdom of God is as if, or the kingdom of God is like. And Jesus often begins his parables this way, the kingdom of God is like. And what that brought up to mind for me was kind of like a fairy tale begins, once upon a time. And when I hear that, right away I'm transported somewhere else. I'm thinking maybe dragons are going to appear. There's probably a hero, maybe a couple of princesses. But I'm transported somewhere else, away from where I'm standing right here on this solid ground. And I think that's what Jesus is trying to get his listeners to do. The kingdom of God is like. He's asking the listeners to think about an alternate reality. Not where you're standing, not where you're sitting, but the kingdom of God is like. And then he uses examples of things that they probably would understand. So in this case, he says, the kingdom of God is like a man scattering seeds. They grow and he does not know how. Well, if we want to be the church, which is what's on the front of your bulletin, create that new kingdom that Jesus says is like, not will be like, not was like, but will be like, we need to sow some new seeds. And then we need to make sure that those seeds have a chance to grow. Now, when someone scatters seeds, it's different than planting like corn, where you poke a hole every 3 inches, a quarter of an inch deep, and you make sure those seeds are all lined up. You just kind of toss. I know when I scatter grass seed, I put way more out there than I think is really going to grow. And I think that when we want to be the church and we sow seeds of being the church, that we maybe need to sow a few more seeds than we think are actually going to grow. We need to be a little more bold with our be the church. But then we need to tend those seeds. We maybe need to spread a little manure. Maybe we need a little Roundup. Maybe we need to be GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms. And I know that we know a lot more about the science of agriculture than they did in Jesus' time, but I think they at least understood a little bit about how a seed grew. Because earlier in the book of, in this same chapter of Mark, Jesus said, some seeds fall on rocky ground and they don't do so good. Some fall and the birds pick them up. Some fall on fertile soil and those do well. So they knew a little bit about what makes a seed grow. But then Jesus all of a sudden says the man scatters the seeds and has no clue how it came up. So I'm wondering, is he thinking maybe we need a few other things? Could he be thinking of manure or Roundup or GMOs? I think that we're supposed to be manure. I know, it's not, you know, I don't want to walk around stinking. I will take a shower, honest, I promise. But I know that in my garden, which I love, I have lush perennials. I've been blessed by tomato plants from Bill Glanders that they're growing. I have a strawberry patch I've been tending for 38 years. I've got tiny little heads of broccoli just starting to grow. But I have to go out there every day and take a look at what's going on. I have to tend that garden that I have sown. Because I do know what's going to make it grow. I need to worry. Have some nasty bugs moved in that I need to pick off and drown in some soapy water? Should I sprinkle today? Do they need some manure? So yeah, overnight it seems that those plants grow. But I do know what makes them grow. I've taken classes on gardening. I read a lot. I ask other experts, how does your garden get so big and green and beautiful? And to be the church, I think we need some of that. Willingness to ask. Maybe another church. Maybe somebody that you bump into. How's your church doing? What are you guys doing to make it grow? I'm sure that Dave Gaunt with After 26 shares ideas with other restaurants. What works? What doesn't? We need to ask other people. They can kind of be manure for us, feeding our brains. We in turn sow the seeds here at the church of being the church. And we're manure for the seeds that we sow. I had to adapt with my garden this year. We had a beautiful maple tree that created all kinds of shade in my front yard. So everything I planted loved to be in the shade. We had to cut the tree down because it was leaning way over the house. And I now have a baking hot front yard. And all my plants are doing this. Oh no! And I've had to dig a bunch of them out and move them. If I hadn't paid attention, I wouldn't have noticed that until come August, I'd have had a bunch of little stumps. So we have to pay attention to what we sow as well along the way. Because none of our plants flourish if we just neglect them. So we all need experts. We need to pay attention. And we need to make changes at times. And to be the church, to learn to be the church better, and for me personally, to learn to be a pastor better, I've had to ask experts, I've had to read, I've adapted so that I can grow. I'm hoping you're going to be willing to do some of that too. And I know that a lot of you have really great ideas of seeds to sow, because I hear little rumors about, oh, so-and-so said they thought this might be a fun thing to do, or this might be a good idea. Well, you know what? If that idea stays here, doesn't ever come out here and get sown, you're not going to get anything. So I invite you, no matter how silly or unformed your idea is, tell somebody and then say, together, can we feed this idea of being church? Can we make it grow? Because Jesus said the kingdom is like not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right today, we have to do something. Now on to Roundup, and I saw a lot of noses wrinkle up. And I kind of have to be a human Roundup in my garden. I went out there and noticed some of my beloved flowers, and they all had these curled up, nasty looking leaves. I started to pick them off and found an icky green worm that I squashed one at a time. For a week, I went out there every day picking leaves and squashing bugs. I don't use Roundup. I am Roundup. Destroying that which is interfering with my garden growing. So I think that in Be the Church, I think it's our job to be watchful, to examine the underside of what's going on, to look at society and squash the events that stunt the growth of love and mercy and justice. We need to intervene when we see somebody being a bully. We need to intervene when we hear somebody tell a joke that is at the expense of someone else. We need to speak up when we see cruelty. We need to be the voice for the voiceless, whether it's a child in a store being hit by a parent and you know that's just plain wrong. We need to vote our conscience. We need to call or email or text our elected officials when their actions are detrimental to society and we know that it's just plain wrong. Because part of to be the church is embrace diversity, reject racism, forgive often, fight for the powerless. Be the church. And I think we need to apply the roundup of our righteous indignation judiciously. Do it calmly. Do it with reason. But apply it with a foundation of love and knowing that what you're doing is what you're called to do. And then lastly, I think we can be GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Our verse in Romans said, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. If that's not genetically modified, I don't know what is. So to be the church, we need to watch other people. People who work at being the church every day. People like Dave Gaughan. What you're doing is being the church. I know others of you who are enthused about protecting the environment. I know, Rita, that that's a big deal for you. That's being the church. I know those of you who care for your neighbors. When somebody is sick, you're the first one there with a pot of soup. That's being the church. And if you're not doing that, take a look at somebody who is and say, oh, maybe I need to learn to do that a little more. I learn from a lot of people. People I see face to face, sometimes people I read about in the news. I was kind of stunned this week when I heard that the woman from Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, who was imprisoned for 15 years for her speaking out for democracy in Myanmar, went to visit China to sit down with the president of China and the government officials there to say, we need to come to some kind of agreement. This oppression has got to stop. And what hit me was that she's had to somehow genetically modify her heart to forgive them for what they've done, for the fact that they're not treating people humanely. She had to be genetically modified. And can I learn a little smidgen of that? So I think in order to learn to modify myself, I need to take on new behaviors. Because the way I'm doing it sometimes isn't working. So I thought about it. What can I start that might make a change in here, in my feet, in my hands? And it was suggested to me that I start journaling. Ugh, It was like, this is like an English assignment because I'm kind of picky. I want the writing to be neat. I want the punctuation to be correct, which I'm not very good at. But I started, and I found that by writing down my prayers, it's changing my heart. It's changing how I pray. It's changing who I pray for. So I'm going to suggest that to be the church this week, you try to find one thing on here that you can target, and one thing that you can do different this week in your life. Pick up a new habit that's going to maybe genetically modify your heart, your head, your behavior. I read that a new habit can be cemented with a few ideas. Commit to doing something for 30 days. I'm going to ask you to commit to 7. Figure out something you can do for 7 days to be the church. Do it every day. Be consistent. Maybe get a buddy. Call somebody up and say, will you be my genetically modified buddy this week? Because I'm afraid that I'm probably going to, you know, like exercise. Oh, yeah, I'm going to the gym every day. Well, if you take a buddy with you, you end up going. Be willing to be imperfect. Sometimes when we start a new thing, we want it to be exactly right. Be willing to say, okay, I didn't quite get it, but maybe tomorrow I'll do better. Do it as an experiment, because experiments can't fail. They just have different results. And do it because we are all called to make a difference in the world. We're called to be transformed. Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see. Don't just talk about it. Be the church. So you can be genetically modified, transformed by allowing the Spirit to breathe through you and in you. You can maybe be a little bit of Roundup where you're killing the injustice and the cruelty that you see in the world. Or maybe you're a little bit of manure that's going to give something strength to continue to grow. This is what the kingdom of God is like. Seeds are scattered and sown. They sprout and bring forth a crop. Be the church. Protect the environment. Care for the poor. Embrace diversity. Reject racism. Forgive often. Love God. Fight for the powerless. Share earthly and spiritual resources. Enjoy this life. Be the church. Pick one thing to focus on, and then choose to either be manure, Roundup, or GMO. Which are you going to be when you get up tomorrow morning?